News of a possible data breach at Yahoo that is worth watching. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're watching for an announcement today from the internet company Yahoo after a published report that hackers unknown may have gotten into the private data of possibly hundreds of millions of users. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is monitoring this developing story.
A Silicon Valley news outlet called Recode is reporting anonymous sources at Yahoo saying a data breach is likely to be confirmed soon, and it could be a big one. Now, earlier this year, there was this kind of wild chain of rumors coming out of the dark web. That's the part of the internet you can't just Google, where hackers and people selling black market stuff hang out. So this hacker named Peace, as in give peace a chance, was going around bragging about, I stole more than 200 million Yahoo users' info and I am going to sell it on the dark web. And this same Peace person had apparently pulled off similar hacks of MySpace and LinkedIn users before. So Yahoo announced over the summer it would investigate that. It remains to be seen whether this newly reported data breach is the same one. We've reached out to Yahoo, no response yet.
Yahoo was just sold to Verizon for just under $5 billion. A big part of the value there was that Verizon would acquire about a billion Yahoo users. The guardians of interest rates are not apparently a rubber stamp committee of yes people. This emerged clearly yesterday when the chair of the Federal Reserve spoke publicly after the latest meeting where the decision was made to leave interest rates in place for a bit longer. Watching all of this was our Thursday guest, Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Hello there.
Hi, good to be here.
All right, so what did you learn from the press conference and the statement yesterday?
Well, we learned one thing for sure, and that is that it was Chair Yellen's decision to hold off in terms of a rate hike in September. She's very open to a rate hike in December later this year, but she wants to see more data and more proof that the road we're on is not full of potholes.
All right, so wants to see more data. But what's interesting is apparently that Federal Open Market Committee meeting room was a fairly contentious place.
Yeah, the most underranked statement was she said, you don't have to worry about groupthink at the Fed. It was all-out revolt, in fact. We saw three dissents from three presidents for two different reasons. Two presidents want to raise rates because they want to head off inflation down the road, and one president is worried about asset price bubbles. So it wasn't even all the same reason. But when they vote to dissent, they're usually representing somebody else in the room. So that means you had a lot of divisions within the room. My guess is it was a very heated debate about a still somewhat tepid economy.
And Chair Yellen seemed ready for the question about whether or not the Federal Reserve decision-making had become politicized, biased toward one candidate or another.
She should be ready for that question. And what's interesting for most people who don't really know the Fed is politics plays such a little role in their decision process that even though it would be prudent for them to run different elections outcome analysis of the forecast, what would different policy means, they don't even do that because they do not discuss the politics and the partisanship that comes into an election process, even though it could affect the forecast and the economy quite dramatically.
Who is running for president anyway? Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This morning, autumn officially began. Europe in the fall can be great, but we can now evaluate Europe's summer tourism season. Despite economic stagnation there, political disarray, terrorist attacks, European tour operators saw bookings go up by more than 5% overall. Still, the vacation patterns were shifting, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Tourists mill around Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, but in smaller numbers than usual. In an almost empty restaurant near the cathedral, waiter Yann Lejoie bemoans the sharp fall in the number of foreign visitors this summer.
Maybe 50% down. Business is not good.
He blames last November's terrorist attack on the Bataclan nightclub, in which 89 people died.
After the Bataclan, tourists are scarce, you know, to coming to Paris.
Tourism revenue for the Paris region alone this year is down almost $1 billion. But it's destinations outside Europe that have suffered most this summer from terrorism, says Sean Tipton of the Association of British Travel Agents.
Egypt, they've seen a 70% fall in business. And Turkey, to a lesser extent, they've seen a 30% drop in business.
Tipton says European demand for a holiday in the sun continues to grow, and some countries perceived as safe are profiting.
The main winners have been the traditional package holiday destinations of Spain, Portugal, to a lesser extent Greece.
The changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace and similar spectacles draw millions of foreign visitors to London every year. This summer, American tourists like Joe Harrod and his wife have an added bonus, the 15% fall in the pound against the US dollar following the vote for Brexit.
It's cheaper to come now. We came because it's our 40th wedding anniversary trip, so that was the driving force, but the falling pound made it easier. As Americans, we support Brexit.
The American tourist trade may not agree. It may prove one of the losers. The fall in the pound against the dollar may keep many of the 2 million Brits who annually vacation in the States at home next year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And what is that going on the other side of that fence in Sunnyvale, California? That's Apple's secret automotive lab. The Financial Times reported this week that Apple had talked to the British supercar maker McLaren about a possible acquisition, but McLaren denies that there's any ongoing talks. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.